up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you'll never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in our producer, Gina. Gina, glad to see you this week. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks. I had a great trip. I went around the world pretty much, and now I'm back to teaching.
Yeah, I start kids. By the time this will film, it'd be my first day of kids. So,
yeah.
And kind of a small platoon tonight, but we've also got Pete this week. Pete, how you doing?
Hi, I haven't gone anywhere.
Perfect. And,
but you're going in October, so.
Oh, that's true. And I did go partly around the world back in June. So
yes,
that's right. Do we overlap in October? Maybe.
Oh wait, I think we might.
Yay.
Don't we?
Okay. I think so. Anyway. We'll talk later. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay, guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up, and we need your help here in just a little bit. So, yeah, make sure you're, communicating with us. But this week, watch the new documentary, Sally, featured Sally Ride. And
oh, I watched the one about, Lightning McQueen's girlfriend.
Oh,
no, I watched Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, no.
I would have gone with Pete more. But no, Sally Ride and her experience as America's first female astronaut and her experience with being a incredibly closeted gay woman. So I'm just going to dive right into our questions this week. What was a blast? What worked about this documentary? Pete. Oh, sorry. Gina, go ahead.
I'm ready. So basically for me, I loved the nostalgia factor. I love seeing Peter Jennings. I loved hearing Dan Rather. I really enjoyed my 80s newscast moments. And I really like seeing the styles of the 70s and 80s. I really enjoyed seeing the old trucks and the old room and the Johnson Space Center. And it just took me right back to my elementary school days with the visuals and the nostalgia. And then even Billie Jean King being on there, all of that 1970s and 80s nostalgia factor for me was really a blast. Okay, now Pete, you can go.
I liked the middle third of it a lot when it focused on her having to deal with the pressure of the astronaut program and being competing with the other women and the first flight. I found it interesting, like the sexism that, like, some of the reporter questions, you're like, really? That's what you this woman that has like two PhDs and you're asking her like, well, when are you gonna have kids? And it's like,
Did you wink? She's like, yeah. Why are you asking Nick this question? I did like that part.
Yeah. So, it's fascinating to think how the response was. And even thinking about it was interesting to see about as someone who that she was gay, but had to keep it internal because of her position. That kind of thing is interesting to see, and especially for younger people who didn't live through it. Like, my wife and I are watching this and my daughter's there, and we're like, yeah, this is what it was like, that, there was really this level of sexism and homophobia back then that people couldn't be who they were. So I thought the middle section of it had a good balance to that stuff.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Watching her and even some of the conversations of when they interviewed was it Tam, her O'Shaughnessy, her partner of 24 years, when they interviewed her and basically how she had to go essentially back into the closet,
right,
from her college days, and how she wanted them to be able to hold hands walking down the street,
right,
and how much she struggled with that.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And so, I mean, so this, there were, you know, some of those conversations were interesting. I thought it was interesting to see they actually brought on Steve Hawley.
Oh yeah, I liked him too. That was good.
Say much, realistically.
Who was he?
He was her husband.
Oh, her husband, yeah.
And from
I was impressed that he came on and was willing to talk about it, because I mean, obviously, something like that where you're married to somebody that ends up coming out at a later date, it could be a little embarrassing. So the fact that he did that publicly is, I thought, was good.
And that it comes out that she was basically fooling around on him on the weekends that she was gone.
Right. Yeah.
So, the Billie Jean King, that I think they used that effectively in that it was to show Billie Jean King lost all this, and that's what would have happened if Sally Ride had come out. So to show kind of why she couldn't come out.
Right.
I think was effective.
Though it's funny, even me, who is old enough that I remember Billie Jean King still playing, I was actually surprised by that. I was like, oh, I always thought she was out.
Same.
I didn't realize.
I didn't remember that happening. What year did they say that happened? I don't even remember.
Would have been early 80s, probably.
Wow. It must have even been 70s.
Late 70s, maybe?
Like my earliest memories of her was that, maybe not earliest memories, but, you know.
Wrong.
So yeah, let's find out. Let's find out.
81.
Okay.
81. Okay. Yeah. But
when you search when did Billie Jean come out, you get Michael Jackson. But
That was 83.
That was 83.
No, Billie Jean King.
I remember that too.
Was outed in 81.
Okay. Well, I was 11, so I probably wouldn't have been paying attention before that age.
That's why I didn't even know. Yeah.
So, I was one. So
yeah, you weren't. You didn't notice either.
Yeah. Okay. So if that stuff was a blast, and I will say I did remember one of the early clips they showed was them doing the training of the slides down on the emergency egress. That was actually from an old IMAX space shuttle movie.
And I loved all that nostalgia stuff. I loved all of it.
I'll also say I'm glad they spent some time on the Challenger disaster and like how she was involved with that.
Yeah.
And she how was,
like the one that said, are you people nuts?
Yeah. Like how she really kind of went after NASA for hiding what had happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. If that's the stuff that was a blast, we've kind of hinted about what about this failed to launch? What didn't work? Pete.
Oh, you're going to leave it to me. Great.
Well, start if you want me to.
No, I'll go first. Look, it's I have no issue. I think it was good that they discussed about her not being feeling like she had to be closeted and not being able to come out really until close to her death, that she was able to do that. It was too much the focus of it. It started right from it started. And then the last half hour, 40 minutes was all focused on that. And I do think it was an important thing to discuss, but I felt like it carried the documentary too much to the point that it was like, you know, I want to hear about what her accomplishments were, because her accomplishments are not that she spent 7 days or whatever. I think she went up twice, actually.
She did go up twice, actually.
Yeah.
Both on Challenger.
though they didn't mention the second time she went up for everything
at
else.
All.
At all.
At all.
So, you know, again, part of the problem, like, I think you said it beforehand, I'm going to steal from you, Gina, like, more science. You know?
Yeah. Less you know, personal life.
I don't mind the personal life. I'm glad it was there, but it was too much the focus. That's my big thing.
And it was too one note. Her personal life. Tell me more about her, the Sally Ride Science Foundation or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Tell me more about, you know, so was she, I know she was Capcom more than once. I know this.
Yeah.
So, and on a couple pretty big missions. Tell me more about that. Guys, it was also an hour and 40 minutes of way too long.
Way too long. I agree.
You could have cut at least half an hour.
Yeah.
Realistically, because it just got repetitive.
Exactly.
It did. And it was on the personal side that it got very repetitive. I feel like the filmmakers found, like, anytime you're making a documentary, this is my perspective, is you want to find a hook. Like, what's the hook for this story that we're telling? What's interesting about this story? And these filmmakers ended up deciding that the hook is not that she did all this amazing stuff in science
and was brilliant.
Is that she had to spend her life closeted. And it wasn't the right hook. So sorry, Gina, I didn't.
No,
because it was still my turn.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind talking over you, Derek.
Yeah, I get that. The closet was one note. And then the other thing that, okay, we get it. Men were pigs back then and the press were stupid. But, okay, we get it. It was a sexist way the press treated her. We didn't need it like 7 or 8 different times. I mean, just it felt like they said, we have to make this thing last over an hour and a half. Is sometimes how it felt. So, Gina, anything else that didn't work for you?
Yeah, it was just, I was saying it was a slog. I was like, I stopped it. I'm like, how much more do I have to watch this? And I stopped it. It was 45 minutes. I said, this would be the perfect time to stop. 45 minutes, wrap it up. And you could have had a nice, beautiful story about someone who was brilliant, how smart she was. They didn't focus on how smart she was.
Right.
Oh my gosh, this woman was a genius. And then one, I think it was Janet Resnick, is that her name? She's like, I'm an engineer. I just tell people I'm an engineer. She should have just said, I'm a physicist. End of story. I'm a doctor. That's it. Physicist. Anyway, that was the only, that adding on to everything you said, more space. I would love to see more missions, more space, less about your personal life, less about your ups and downs of your relationships. I don't care.
I mean, what was there 30 seconds of her actually in space? Like that's all the footage we have.
Half, but yeah.
Yeah.
They film everything there.
They film everything and they should.
They couldn't get more of that. You know, I don't know. I agree. I would have liked, I get where they got the hook, but I think they missed out on the science of it. Especially they started talking about the Sally Ride Foundation, but then nothing about it. My wife was like, well, does it still exist? And I'm like, I don't know. It's not, they're not telling us that. Right. They tell us, oh, it helped all these girls, but has it led to other things? Has it, you know, I don't know.
Sally Ride Science is still around.
Okay. Why not say that?
Exactly. And say what they're doing now.
And talk about, because let me tell you, what they do for students is they do like a reading a book from the space station, and they'll do like little flips and tricks, and they'll read a book and flip it around, and it's always a woman. It's so fun. And I'm like, look how fun this is. No, they don't mention that at all. Yeah. They mention the fact that she was in the closet for 30 years.
Right. Yeah. And as I said, there's nothing wrong with bringing that up. It's an important part of her life, yes, for sure.
The first time.
She was.
It shouldn't be the focus of, it shouldn't be an hour of an hour and 40 minute documentary.
No, right. That was very
hitting us over.
That's what it was. It hit us over the head. Yes, we are aware of the situation.
Almost a shame on you for making her do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Right.
Okay. So, Sally Ride passed away in, I think it was 2011 or 21.
2012.
Okay.
She was 61. So sad.
She was 61. My next question then is this, and you can take this two ways. Either she's from the time she was, and it's just gotten later and later and later in her life, or at what, the way I kind of intended this was, at what point could a world famous astronaut have come out?
If it was like now, let's say she was starting now.
Or either now or like just at what year?
Yeah, at what point would it have been acceptable?
Okay.
I think, and I thought a lot about this, I think it would have had to have been after 2010, at least.
I say 2012.
I feel like it could have been a little earlier, but not much.
Under W?
I think 2012 when the laws passed. I think 2012.
That's it was 2012 when the marriage law passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I think.
That did open up. That did, you know, kind of say, by the way, your homophobia is not worth it anymore.
Yeah.
To a lot of people. I grew up in a very, 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 very conservative Midwest town, middle of Kansas. And back when I was in high school in the late 90s, the whole, sad to say, some of those conversations of what do you think of gay people that they interviewed, the high school kids.
Oh, at the beginning, yeah. Oh.
Was my hometown and my high school.
Terrible.
Yeah. Oh, there's still a lot of that in the country today.
We had them too in California.
But, I don't know. I feel like, an astronaut, maybe you're right, 2012. I think she could have come out maybe 5 years earlier and then not had it really affect what she was doing at that point.
When was the Sally Ride Foundation? 2001. So
right. So probably not when it was first found, but maybe
2008, 2009, somewhere in the neighborhood.
Maybe nine after, you know, somebody else was in office. 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking like once it was well established, I can kind of see why she didn't want to make that the central focus of it, since they were focusing on STEM for girls and they didn't want it just to appear like, oh, you know, as she said, just a couple of lesbians doing this.
Yeah. But
I think post that into the later 2000s, they probably could have, but like not much before. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really did improve a lot in the Obama years, I'll say.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So what I took this question to mean, this is funny, is at what point could Sally have come out? Like if she was just coming up, I said, oh, college. She totally could. That was my thinking was she could have come out in college. So she would have been fine. Anyway, it was funny how I interpreted the question was, well, she'd just be college and that's normal. And there you go. That's your. But,
I don't want to get political, but has it changed though? I mean, I would say a couple of years ago,
sure. Today,
does it hurt you? I don't know.
I don't know now in today's climate, but I was saying if it was today, she was college. That's it. Now she's coming up. No big deal.
But at the same time, as a, you know, as a super famous, you know, person, there are still jobs that people super hesitate to come out of the closet. I'm a lot of things. I'm thinking male professional athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There has not really been a top male athlete come out, at least not while they were playing.
True. No, that's true.
It's very, very, let me put it this way. It's way more rare than the reality of it.
Yeah.
Mathematically, there have. Yeah.
Right.
That there's one football player in the NFL that's gay seems very unlikely.
Yeah.
So,
there still is a stigma in certain
careers,
occupations. Yeah. Occupations or careers for sure. I think it's a huge difference from 40 years ago to now.
Well, even 20 years ago, teachers couldn't come out.
Even 20 years ago, that's true.
Teachers couldn't work if they were pregnant. 50 years ago, women couldn't work if they were pregnant. But
20 years ago, at least in Kansas, would have been almost impossible for a teacher to be openly gay.
Wow.
Yeah, I think there's also still there's places where things are more accepted than others.
True.
Yeah. So I think there's probably still areas of the country where, you know, maybe a gay teacher wouldn't be well accepted versus, California or New York where it's just okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, advantage I have working in the biggest city in Kansas. It's like 100,000 people, but
that's so small. Yeah.
But right, yeah, it's still more acceptable
bigger areas, urban areas, yeah,
as in general, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
On the bright side about this is that it does get you thinking and talking about, you know, this type of stuff, and you know, talking about it with our daughter and saying it because she's, she's an art student, so she has. When she was in school, she had gay friends and she had trans friends and she had, you know, so it's like very acceptable to her. But for her to see, oh, look at what this was like, you know, even when my parents were kids, it's, you know, kind of gets a conversation going with, you know, we talked with her about that whole, you know, situation. So even though I think this movie dwelled on it too long to make it interesting, I still think that it was a good aspect of it. It was just overkill.
Now, here's my comment, because I teach elementary school, and at the beginning, the first 3 minutes, I was like, oh, this would be so great because of Sally Ride. It'd be so great to show 8-year-olds. Then the first 5 seconds starts and it's my life partner. And then it goes into all the closeted stuff like, nope, can't show this to kiddos. What my question for you then is, as parents, how old would you let your kids be to watch this?
Junior high, at least.
Yeah. What about you, Pete? How old?
Well, we didn't have a junior high.
Okay.
So I would have said
grade.
So what age? Like 12, 13, around there?
10 to 12.
At least 10.
Somewhere in there. Yeah.
Not 7 and 8, because I don't want to get into the whole thing because they have their parents, you know.
Yeah, you don't need to have that.
You don't need to have that conversation.
Right. And that was the downfall for this was I wish that it would just be about her being this amazing scientist. And that if that was just one little portion of her being in the closet, it wouldn't spark a conversation. And we could learn about some scientist who is amazing who happens to be a woman. I mean, that's really what I wanted for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, the problem is it took it from being an interesting documentary about an intelligent woman that broke barriers and things like that and kind of made it something, as you say, that it wasn't as good because of it. Because it was such the focus of it.
Yeah. So that's my other comment is
yeah.
Appropriate for middle school, but would you show this in your classroom, Derek?
No.
Well, I don't think you do because it doesn't focus on the things you want, which is the science.
Yeah,
I honestly think if Sally saw this today, she would probably not like it because it focused so much on the fact that she had to be closeted and didn't focus on all her scientific achievements. That was her frustration back in the 80s.
The whole time. Yeah.
You know, they're asking her what kind of makeup she uses instead of asking her about science. So I really wish they'd spent 10, 15 minutes on the Sally Ride
Foundation. Yeah. Give us information about that. That would have been so interesting to me to see what are the programs you, like what you said earlier. Yeah. Was more interesting than a lot of this.
Yeah. The women in space, the women go in space. They read a book to the kids and they do their anti-gravity and they explain what they're looking at outside.
So done. Talk to, you know, and they had a little bit of it where they were saying, oh, women today are influenced by her. Interview some of the current astronauts
who were influenced by her.
Who were influenced by her.
Ding, ding.
And say, oh, I remember when I was a little girl and I watched, I was watching with my mom or my dad
at this point, because let's face it.
Yeah.
So, okay. As we always do, we do cups of pixie dust out of 5.
Oops.
How many cups of pixie dust are you giving Sally, Gina?
2. I wish I could give it more. It's a 2 because the nostalgia part for me, that's it. The nostalgia gives it a 2 because I saw Peter Jennings. So I was very happy. I loved Peter Jennings. He was my Channel 7 news. He was my news person.
He's one of those nasty Canadians, though.
loved him. Anyway.
I'm just joking, everybody out there that's a Canadian listener. I'm making a joke. I love Canadians. I live 15 minutes from Canada. They're great.
I love Peter Jennings. Okay.
And I love Peter Jennings. He's great. I think I'm going to give it, 2.5. I didn't mind watching it. I didn't fall asleep at any point. So it kept me awake, which is not exactly, but I said the middle third of it was like a 4, and then the beginning and the end were like a 1.5.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Average. Good.
And for me, I'm going to go 1.5, honestly, just because I've given enough things too that I would most rather definitely watch than this. It's just, I didn't.
Okay. We got to compare against our benchmark though. Still better than Jane, right?
Oh,
better than Jane.
No, better doubt. Than Jane. And Own the Room.
Own the Room. Yeah. Better than those.
Which, for the record, Pete, you did give Own the Room a 3.
I kind of liked Own the Room. So that was probably a little high, but I don't remember what I gave Jane, but this was better than Jane.
Yes. Everything has been better than Jane.
Almost. Yeah.
I actually don't think we didn't do
Pixie Dust. That was so long ago.
That was
like show number 2. That's like show number 2 or 3. Yeah.
I give that a 1 though.
at least. Yeah.
At most.
At most. Yeah. Okay. There are a couple Disney Plus news things. One is, I don't know who has watched it, but they are canceling the Goosebumps series after 2 seasons. I don't know. Gina, did you watch this at all with your kids?
Darn, I liked it. Oh, and I'm gone.
Okay,
you're back. I'm back. I liked it.
Next up is that Hulu will be going away in 2026. I think we've said this before, but they're kind of making a bigger deal out of it now. Of everything Hulu will now just be Disney Plus.
So do we get to do Hulu stuff?
We will have to have a discussion with that internally. My initial response is no. But we'll see.
I want to get to Derek to watch an alien movie.
speaking of Alien, the Alien Earth series that will be coming, which we will not be watching.
Oh, that's cool. That looks cool. That looks so cool. Well, I'm going to watch it. Well,
episode 1 actually has come out right about now. But we will not be watching that on here because, no, we're not watching that on here.
No, I will watch it.
Now, so far, we've stayed away from Hulu, but there have been some things. You know, I mean, we're obviously a more family-oriented show. I mean, part of Disney is, and why they kind of always got to keep Hulu separately because, you know, Disney is, well, I mean, they, I guess they do have, like, Deadpool and stuff on Disney Plus, but...
not anymore.
but
But I think we, it's anymore. Good. Oh, they took it off? No, I didn't.
No, it's that. Still on there.
Hulu's merging. I'm saying that Hulu's.
It will still have a Hulu button.
Yeah.
It won't be a separate app.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
They're just merging.
They're just fully merging to be a single streaming platform.
Right.
They're still keeping stuff under Hulu. So, like the Alien stuff and that kind of stuff will be under Hulu. And
The Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah. Now I completely forgot what I was going to say, so forget it.
Oh, that we stay family friendly. We stay family friendly.
Yeah, we're more family friendly show. So we're not going to do Alien. We're not going to do Predator.
No.
You know.
No.
I'll just watch those on my own and be super.
Yeah.
Okay. Next week we have got. We are diving way back into the vault on this one. We are going to be watching Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Tell the secret, Derek. Tell the secret about Bedknobs and Broomsticks. How you?
Oh, I haven't. I've never seen this one.
Wow. I've never seen,
so I may have watched 2 minutes worth of clips at some point. Yeah. Okay. I have watched one of the fight scenes near the end. But other than that, I have not seen this, and it is in Disney movie history, it's a big one.
I love this movie.
So, it's one of the, I would say it's one of the big post-Walt, early post-Walt movies, right? I mean,
it came out in 71. So, yeah.
Lansbury. I loved this movie as a child.
So
I think this is the type of movie I really enjoy us watching, because it's not such a stone, you watch Mary Poppins. What are you really going to criticize of Mary Poppins? We've all seen it 100 times.
We did criticize stuff.
Yeah, you can criticize, but I'm just saying, in the end, it's a great movie, right? This is something that it's not as remembered. And so I think it's interesting to go and look at it from that, from a modern perspective and say, is this still a good movie?
Right.
Is it still a good movie?
And my childhood memory loved this movie. And then I did rewatch. And then my childhood memory was tainted a little bit, tarnished, if you will. But I want to watch it again.
Save it for next week.
No, but I want to watch it again because it's been 10 years. So I do want to watch it again with another fresh decade and say, oh, it's still amazing or not.
So I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we need our audience's help. We need stuff that you want to have us watch. Okay. Yeah. We're going to have Thunderbolts coming at some point. I'm guessing probably realistically within the next month, at least, if not the next couple weeks. But Elio will probably be coming to the service sometime in October.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be for streaming pay. I think I saw September 12th, something along those lines. And there's Wonder Man that is the Marvel series that we may or may not watch. There's Fantastic Four that we probably won't need to watch, just because if we're trying to keep up on the MCU, I have a feeling it's going to be big. But
I don't know if I said this last week. I'll give one thing to Fantastic Four. You do not need to have seen any of the previous 30-something Marvel movies to watch Fantastic Four.
Why did I watch so many of those stink? No.
Do you have to know about the Fantastic Four from the previous iteration?
There's absolutely no reference to any previous Marvel movie in that movie.
Which is good.
It is completely independent.
Okay.
It kind of drops you right into the Fantastic Four. So I think it helps to know who they are, but even there it explains that. So whereas Thunderbolts, you have to have seen about 8 things, I think.
Yes.
I like Thunderbolts. All the bad series that we've had to watch, and
most of which we've seen. I'll have to say the biggest thing is actually Falcon and the Winter Soldier is actually probably the biggest thing.
And we watched all of it. So
which of them was probably the best.
Yeah. And then probably Black Widow is the other one that would help to have watched. So if when we get to it.
Right.
David Harbour. David Harbour towards that's it.
But we need suggestions on what you want us to watch. Is there a movie you've loved as a kid and you know, want to see if it still holds up? If there's a documentary you found that is really great about anything. And should if you want to...
Should I channel Kate? Oliver and Company!
Wow.
Did that sound like Kate?
No, not at all.
But I actually watched like the last 10 minutes of Oliver and Company because it was on TV the other day. Oh, it's bad.
She has championed it a few times.
Yes, I know.
And you watched Rescuers Down Under. Let's just say that.
we'll leave it at that.
Yes. I would rather go watch Rescuers Down Under again.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, let's face it. Billy Joel is a main character. So anyway, but.
Email us.
Give us something better than Oliver and Company.
Yes, please, please, because we'll have to tell Kate maybe, which none of us want to do for Oliver and Company. But so if you've got suggestions, please email us, send us messages on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, etc. We have new episodes coming out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Gina and Pete, we've got Kate and Steve back next week. We will see you guys next week also. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.